Hello and welcome to The Good Stuff. Kim and Mike Burge joining you today. We appreciate you taking a moment to listen up. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. They cover a wide range of topics and a wide area geographically. Make sure you check out Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Home on the Range Champions Ride, the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match will be Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range, Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th at Home on the Range, exit 7 on I-94, east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10 a.m. The grand entry begins at 12:30 Mountain Time. For more information, go to HotRND.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
And of course, Mike, it's getting to be that time of year again. Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota. This is the 101st Days of 76 in Deadwood. They run July 23rd through the 29th. The 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year. Steer roping, July 23rd. Rodeo performances, July 26th through the 29th. There's parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through 29th. Go online for tickets and times. Daysof76.com.
Next time you're in the Black Hills, make it a point to stop at Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish. They're open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday, or by appointment. Kim, do you have something to share on the good stuff,
Sure. Yeah, I do. I've got a couple of things. I've got one little story, and then I've got a little clean up my desk thing, some things okay. that are kind of hanging there. So probably some of you have heard this, but it makes me laugh every time. A union boss walks into a bar next door to the factory and is about to order a drink when he sees a guy close by wearing a Trump for President button and two beers in front of him. He doesn't have to be an Einstein to know that this guy is a Republican, so he shouts over to the bartender so loudly that everyone can hear, "Drinks for everyone in here, bartender," but not for the Republican. Soon after the drinks had been handed out, the Republican gives him a big smile, waves at him, and says, "Thank you," in an equally loud voice. This infuriates the union boss. The union boss once again loudly orders drinks for everyone except the Republican. As before, this does not seem to bother the Republican. He continues to smile and again he yells, "Thank you." The union boss once again loudly orders drinks for everyone except that Republican. As before, this does not seem to bother the Republican. He continues to smile and again he yells, "Thank you." The union boss asks the bartender, "What is the matter with that Republican? I've ordered 3 rounds of drinks for everyone in the bar but him, and all that silly guy does is smile and thank me. Is he nuts?" "Nope," replies the bartender. "He owns the place."
I didn't see that coming. I should have, I guess. I don't know where this one was originated from. I don't know the author on it, but I wanted to share. It's called "God Bless Us All." "I cannot change the way I am. I never really try. God made me different and unique. I never ask him why. If I appear peculiar, there's nothing I can do. You must accept me as I am, as I've accepted you. God made a casting of each life, then threw the mold away. Each child is different from the rest, unlike as night from day. So often we will criticize the things that others do, but do you know they do not think the same as me and you? So God, in all of his wisdom, who knows us all by name, he didn't want us bored. That's why we're not the same."
I think that pretty much hits it on the head.
There you go. What else do you have?
Absolutely. I've just got some miscellaneous information. Maybe you can help me share some of this.
Is this from the miscellaneous usable information drawer?
It is, right next to the miscellaneous usable junk drawer.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Putting dry tea bags in gym bags or smelly shoes is going to absorb the unpleasant odor.
There are so many kinds of apples that if you ate a new one every day, it would take over 20 years to eat them all.
Is that amazing or what?
Really? I can only name 6 of them or something.
Yeah, no kidding.
Folks, we appreciate you tuning in. If you have items to share with us, please send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. You've been listening to The Good Stuff.